K-State Nation, this is another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of Kansas State University. Your host, Eddie Greer, checking in on this Tuesday, the last full week of June, already underway, June 25th, 2024. Staying on football, we're going to get right on into it. Kind of recap a little bit of what has taken place, at least as far as the transfer portal goes with football, of course. If I can get into my computer screen, there we go here. So I've already talked about some of these in a little bit more in depth, obviously. So we're going to recap a little bit here, the transfers, at least for the transfer portal for K-State, right? K-State, obviously, going into the season, new Big 12 standings, right? You got new opponents, four more new teams coming in here to the conference. We already started looking at the schedule-wise. We already went over that last week. You missed out on part one and part two. It's already out on the Pearl Project podcast feed. We already talked about Taquan Roberson on this podcast. He is, should be QB2 behind, of course, Avery Johnson there. That was the most recent game. Of course, Dylan Edwards, right? Joining the backfield already, a veteran DJ Giddens back there, hardworking DJ Giddens. Also, Joe Jackson. Now you add Dylan Edwards, who was pretty electric in the first half for Colorado before kind of being put to the side a little bit. But don't you get an electric player like Dylan Edwards running back? Okay, and then here's the next one. We have been meaning to get to this one, but of course. No excuse, though. But, again, Alec Alec Morenzo. We're gonna go with that last name. Sorry if it's obviously not correct there. He was the impact linebacker there. He is, looks like from NIU, Northern Illinois, from where I stare at it right now. But he is a three-star linebacker. Transfer over here, so that adds a little bit more depth already to a pretty good, I'd probably say, more depth in the linebacker spot. Obviously, you have the key return in Austin Moore after speculations that he could have went to the NFL last year. So, but he's back. Obviously, let's not forget about Desmond Purnell. Kind of underlining that a little bit. So he'll add a lot more depth. Martin Sinham to that. Another offensive weapon back to the offensive side of the ball. You have Dante Cephas, who will add a lot to the wide receiver group. And how many times have we said on this podcast, really since the beginning, since this podcast very started in the beginning, the wide receiver core on paper has been really good, but it's been nothing but. Let's just be straight up honest with that. Now, of course, the emergence of Chase Brown in the second half of the year, really, I wasn't expecting that. I'm gonna call it what it is. I was not expecting Chase Brown to break out the way that he did, and so that's gonna be huge momentum. And of course, that's probably gonna be Avery Johnson's go-to. And of course, hearing on podcasts before, well, on previous podcasts on our family and podcasts such as Three Maw and Go Power Cat, Chase Brown seems to be the number one guy. And also, that's Avery's roommate. Now, again, Dylan Edwards, homie, back in it. Dylan Edwards and Avery Johnson has grown up together. But Chase Brown and Avery Johnson, now, again, that's not going to take that long, obviously, because Dylan Edwards has, obviously, long-time connection with Avery Johnson. So, Dylan Edwards can run, obviously, and then catch the football, right? So, but Chase Brown really emerged from a lackluster wide receiver room. It's been every year. Oh, okay, we got this wide receiver group. Yeah, man, we're going to be all right. Nope. Now, there again, since probably Tyler Lockett and Curry Sexton, yeah, it's been, other than those guys, I gotta say the wide receiver has been pretty disappointing, to be honest with you there. But again, when you look at this too deep, again, K-State wide receiver wise, they're pretty good on paper, right? So can they break that trend and live up to the performance? That is going to be the really key question here. If K-State's going to have any opportunity there, you know, to obviously be a factor in the Big 12, because look, they're going to be right there in the mix when, for Arlington, in a possible trip for a spot in the College Football Playoff with the new rules going on, activated this year, that the winner of the Power Four, or really, it could be really any conference outside of that as well, get on an automatic spot into the College Football Playoff, and maybe that could be a bye in there as well. So that's huge as well. Also on this list here that we haven't talked about, Travis Bates, edge player, 3-star. I don't know his deal. Let me see if I can click on him for a minute. No, I don't know. Let's see. Yeah, so he transferred, but I don't. Yeah, his logo's here, but I don't know where from. So yeah, that's another one right there. And also, we're skipping over Quentin Rice, cornerback. Have we talked about Rice before this podcast? I don't think so. This is the Pearl Project podcast, all things K-State. Kind of throwing by the time machine a little bit here, kind of going over K-State's football 2024 roster gets here from the transfer portal heading into the 2024 football campaign here. Quentin Rice, and also we definitely talked about Jordan Dunbar, but that was on the Podbean app bonus podcast that we talked about him on there as well. So you add Dunbar and Rice to a loaded defensive backfield already. So the defensive backfield looking pretty good as well, but you're going to need a little bit more from those guys. Also throwing Jordan Riley as well. Looks like from Ball State or Louisville. One of those two. They both look the same. But those logos, they look the same. But Jordan Riley, add him to that list. Another tight end to the tight end room. Justin Wolf, obviously Garrett Oakley, the emergence of him. So you have Jace Brown and Garrett Oakley. I am here again. I've said this over and over this podcast. Garrett Oakley, everyone's talking about him like, huh? I was like, what? And then of course he comes on the field and he got a lot of reps as the season went on as well. So he was tied into Ben Sinnott, and now Ben Sinnott already with Washington Commanders, drafted second round. So that. So you're adding him to the tight end room there. So that's a good get it there. And Easton Kilty, old tackle. He's all around. Last time I checked on that depth chart, he was in the starting position. So 4-star, obviously. That's a huge get, obviously. You're missing a couple of key clogs on an offensive line. That is my main question going in here. And that's all I've got. We covered it all. That's 10 transfers total for K-State coming in here to 2024 season here, as we're getting a day closer to hitting the field against University of Tennessee Martin. So, yeah, absolutely. When you look at these guys, you know, when you look at these guys, it's going to be different. It's going to be different. But, yeah, so you're out of QB already with the quarterback, a lot of quarterbacks going out to the transfer portal or getting hurt, one of the two things. You're adding a wide receiver, tight end, and a running back to an already, it's going to be a loaded offense right there. Under, of course, still new offense coordinators, Connor Riley, who took over for the first time last year in the bowl game, Pop-Tarts Bowl against NC State. And you're adding the veteran OC like a Matt Wells to that group. Whew, it's going to be something to follow throughout the season. Can they put up points consistently? Well, let's find out. They everything kind of aligns for that this year. Can the defense step up to the plate? And look, the defense had their moments last year. Let's not get that twisted, but they've had some bright moments as well, keeping the offense in the game. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. Now again, they had their share of mishaps last year. Obviously, what sticks out is the Iowa State game, which, again, that could be a whole nother podcast by itself. But other than that, you know, they for what it's worth, done a pretty solid job last season there. Joe Klenneman, DC, defensive coordinator for K-State there as well. I'm looking probably for a little bit more because you're getting, looking on that, just on that side of the ball again, you got a lot more back than you productivity than you thought. So at least for me, from where I'm sitting in the pit box there as well. So maybe you take that defense to another level to match the offense there. The offense is no question loaded on paper. We'll see what they do output on the field when we begin in August 31st there as well. Other news here before we go here, Shane Southwell, who played former K-State basketball player, who was an assistant for K-State back in 21-22, was an assistant for Northern Illinois. Now, I saw this on K-State Twitter last night. He was recently hired to Northwestern for the same spot as an assistant coach. So Shane Southwell moving some places, continuing to move places on the basketball world as well. So congratulations on that. Of course, Shane Southwell, former K-State basketball player when I was a student at Kansas State. So I wanted to bring that up right there to kind of close this thing out. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it wherever podcasts are found. We're free and available whenever you do have a chance to post K-State content here as we coming up already to the end of June here, folks. The countdown to the 2024 Kansas State football season gets a day closer, folks. So make sure you're on that. And make sure you're staying on top of bonus content over on Podbean. Download the Podbean app and type in GRIER number 3. EDDIE, apostrophe S podcast. That is Greer 3 Eddie's podcast. Then that is where you're going to find the Pearl Project podcast weekly bonus content. I recently, me and Alex Aiden out there in Santa California, recorded an episode last week. Go check that out. And I'm supposed to later on this evening. I got something for you this evening over there. So definitely you want more extra bonus content of K-State coverage throughout the rest of the year. And forever, this by how long this podcast goes, download the Podbean app, Greer 3 Eddie's podcast, PPPW bonus, and what you're looking for there as well. We recently posted a bonus episode last weekend, so definitely check that out, along with the other bonus content as well as we posting throughout the summer and getting you caught up on what we've recorded last fall on this podcast. So yes, I am slowly working on that. But we wait to check a flag right now. Put a pin on it for this edition of the podcast. If anything breaks recruiting-wise or anything very important happens, we'll do our best to hop on the mic here and bring it to you. Alex Aiden out there, San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports. Go Cats.